It's Wednesday.
It is. 6:13 now on your Wednesday.
It is.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
It's going to be one of those days.
No. That sounds so weird to me.
Do you?
Yeah. It's okay.
Here, let's help. There you go.
Oh, good.
Better?
So much better. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, today's show sponsored by Car Crafters. Got a sponsor.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Car Crafters. Collision, mechanical, glass, Car Crafters. 600 Montagno Road Northeast, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889. CarCrafters.com. Got a sponsor.
That's cool. And if you want to sponsor the show,
yeah,
call 344-9146 and ask for Darren.
Yeah, or shoot us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can always do it that way as well. And it is Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff on the plate today for the big shoe.
Some funny things.
Some very, very interesting things. Yesterday was a lot of fun preparing for the show. We were getting ready and going over stories and ideas and yeah.
Our creative juices were flowing.
Well, I guess. Or we just were finding really good stuff online.
I think it was the latter.
It was, or a mixture.
Maybe.
Mixture both is cool too.
Maybe, but we couldn't do it without people doing dumb things.
Exactly.
So, thank you.
Exactly.
We just want to give a shout out to all you people doing dumb things.
All my peeps calling 911 for stupid reasons.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be talking about that this morning, and we have some audio to go along with that.
Thankfully.
It's going to be,
Thankfully.
Thankfully?
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying thanks and thankfully? Or thankful?
Well, I just so wanted to thankful. Say it correctly.
Thankfully?
Thankful.
Is that your word of the day?
Well, it's been my word of the week, actually.
Really?
Well, just trying to say it correctly, since apparently I say it wrong.
Who says that?
You.
I do?
You don't remember?
Oh, thankful. Right.
Thanks.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thankful.
You're welcome.
So thankful.
You're so thankful. You say thank like Venkman, Peter Venkman.
Venkman?
Yeah, Peter Venkman. He's from Ghostbusters.
Okay.
You wouldn't know that. You're way too young.
You're right. I'm not going to argue with that. I've seen Ghostbusters. I don't remember the name. Yes.
Okay. That makes it a little better.
It's still one of those movies I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Growing up. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't say the when you're saying the. Like
the. I went to the store.
I went to the store? No. You say I went to the store.
Yeah.
So why am I saying thanks when I could just be saying thanks?
Okay, you know that book? There's a dictionary, right? And then there's the book of synonyms. What's that called again?
Thesaurus,
right.
Thesaurus?
Yeah, it's called a thesaurus, right?
Thesaurus.
Right.
Oh.
This is true.
Okay. We can move on now. Since I'm
good.
Officially embarrassed.
We haven't had our coffee yet.
No, I just took a picture of the coffee that I poured and I haven't drank yet.
Okay. You get on that. I'll get on stories.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right, sounds good.
Got some Switchfoot for you right now. Static Review. Sunshine. Well, all right. Good morning, 6:25 on your Wednesday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, today apparently is officially summer?
That's what I hear.
Partially?
From you.
I guess today's the start of summer. I didn't know that the seasons were changing or that they hadn't changed because it's
right?
been really hot for at least a month.
I know. I took a nap yesterday, like my afternoon nap.
Yeah.
And I woke up like completely overheated.
Yeah.
And my
car?
Yeah. Like I should have just been on fire.
Right.
And the air was on. I have a swamp cooler. So that was on. It was awful.
Yeah.
I hate summer.
Did you immediately ingest water? Because usually when my car overheats, you have to like.
And that antifreeze. Little,
the hole that blows all the hot air, you pour water in there.
And so antifreeze.
It's kind of the same, yeah.
50-50, it's what I did.
So, there you go.
I feel better.
That's good. That's good. To our left, welcome to the show,
Shane.
What's up?
Hey, man.
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I am. I'm doing very, very well.
Good.
Yeah. That's right.
You look very, very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. How are you?
Dude, I am amazing. Just love with my family and working hard. And it's just crazy. You know how life takes you on some ups and downs?
Yeah.
And it's just been, I was on kind of a, not a, I'm not going to call it a down because everything's fine, but clarity.
That's cool.
The Lord will say, hey, see that cliff right there? And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I'm on this path and there's solid ground underneath my feet.
Dude.
That kind of stuff. So yeah, besides that, everything's just amazing. Went to a concert last week. Saw the Scorpions.
Which is hilarious.
Dang.
Huh?
There you go.
Did they play your theme song?
They did.
And everybody go, Shane!
It was so funny because I was with Gentry. And we were standing on the very top. We were walking out. And they closed with that. That was big finish. Yeah.
So it's like late and you guys are like, I'm tired.
I was like, dude, let's bail. I don't need to hear that. I'm good. Let's go. I've had enough Scorpions. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much. But you know what? Great thing. They were extremely tight.
Really?
Well, and after 40 years, you'd think they probably should be.
Yeah.
But
I hope so.
Yeah, but they were.
That's good, man.
And winds of change and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's
cool. Oh, right.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot of breath to be able to still like, I can't even do it.
Yeah.
I can't even do it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Scorpion song. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah.
She's young.
Yeah.
Actually, I know select songs. I know the songs they played on the commercials, like, buy this CD, best of.
Right.
Right. So right.
Best of the Lady in Red.
That's not the Scorpions.
I know, but it's part of that CD.
Perfect.
She's actually gearing up to have the summer of her life starting today.
No way. What's going on?
Did you know that?
I didn't.
She didn't even know that. Summer of her life. Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
What's going on
in my life today? A survey sponsored by Pfizer found the average age for different milestones in people's lives. And supposedly, these are some of the things that are milestones in your life that that this survey found. You have your first kiss at age 15.
Okay. Amen.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
At 15?
15.
Wow. So you're already right on track with the survey. Okay. You're financially independent from your parents at 22.
Financially dependent from my parents at 22?
There's no way you're financially independent from your parents at age 22.
At age 18.
Oh, wow. High five.
Wow.
Good job, you. I'm gonna give you the ding. You deserve that. You deserve the bell. You have the best summer of your life at age 24.
What?
Yeah,
I had no idea. I better start planning things.
Yeah, you need it. You really need to get on this.
I have absolutely nothing planned for this summer except to be here.
Yes, best summer of your life.
If we can play this the entire time
of your summer,
I'm gonna go with
the big no on that one. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. There's a new CD that just came out that maybe I will jam out to all summer long.
I may or may not have had to listen to that new CD that came out yesterday all evening last night,
and
it was awful.
It was great.
New Justin Bieber came out yesterday.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Where have you been, Shane?
I have no idea.
Irrelevant Shane.
According to this survey sponsored by Pfizer, they found that the average age for different milestones in people's lives were pretty close in age to a lot of people, actually. So far, you're like dead on.
Yeah, except for my...
Except for the whole independent thing. You're an early
independent. I'm Destiny's Child independent.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. Throw your hands up at me.
Wow. You start reminding yourself of your parents at age 32, so apparently you have to prepare for that.
Yeah, I definitely don't remind my... I definitely don't remind my mom of her. She was like, Michelle, at your age, I was a lot stronger than you.
What?
She had two kids by now, and she, like, literally, I'm apparently just weak compared to her. like strength-wise, weak.
Like, well, that's because you weigh, like, 19 pounds.
Yeah, she weighed less than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So how does that make you feel, Mitch? Let's talk about it. You going to be okay?
No.
Doesn't sound like
it. Let's point something out here while we're on the topic. Just because you have kids doesn't mean you're stronger.
True.
No, okay. she was a lot
now,
stronger.
I get that she's an awesome mom, but as a rule, we can't just use that as a blanket,
statement. Yeah. Very, very true.
You still have 8 years. You still have 8 years.
8 years to accomplish this.
8 years to go. So, yes. Stever.
Shane.
Yes.
I'm really strong.
He's got six kids.
I was just staring at you through a window while you were typing intently, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you. Do you have six kids, right?
He's got 12 kids.
He's got like 19.
No, there's like 22 kids.
Like 19. Like 19.
Pretty much. Have you seen? Yeah. He's gone. He's gone.
So, I think he's got, I don't know.
Apparently, you begin feeling your age. At 38 is when you finally start feeling your age, apparently.
Actually, interesting. I feel really good about that.
I'm 38 as of like last week, and immediately my back hurts.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable how that works.
See? And that's funny.
Whoever put this thing together is really
genius.
Sharp.
Yeah,
but that's funny that you immediately start feeling your age because I still feel like I'm 18.
Really?
Yeah, there's times where I'm like, how old am I? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I am not 18. That was 6 years ago.
I had to try and count how old I'm going to be for my birthday this year because I still, you're right, I don't feel like I'm my age at all. Apparently, the age when you should stop having kids is 41, but I completely disagree with that. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think it should be earlier?
Yeah, man.
You think it'd be sooner.
Well, the thing is,
And that's from a parent standpoint. Only because I want to be around to play with my kids.
Yeah, dude.
Right. Well,
if your back's already hurting, can you imagine trying to have kids now? You're like, oh, it hurts.
Dude, and here's the thing. That wasn't for the benefit of the listening audience. I'm being completely serious. No. My back's hurting.
I agree with you because my mom was older when she had me, and then she had my brother 2 years after me. So I saw her, like, I was like, oh, we got to get out of this
house.
You
saw her deteriorate?
No.
What are you trying to say? Your poor mom.
My oldest brother is significantly older than me.
You
so it's like, mom.
I know.
Hey, mom, love you.
She hasn't had her coffee yet, dude.
Well, yeah,
she just says things.
Yeah. You know what? There's a waiver it's a disclaimer. It's automatically in their mom's. You know, mom at home listening to Mitch right now because she has had no caffeine.
Yeah, true.
But the thing is, my mom is 1,000 times stronger than me. 1,000 times stronger than me.
There you go.
I think we all feel that way.
Is she retired?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Well, apparently you should retire at age 64.
Wow. Good job, her. She's before that.
And you should expect to live until you're 84, according to the survey.
My mom will live until forever.
Is it a sin if I say I don't want to live till I'm 84?
No,
I want to live into the 70s.
Really?
Be done.
I want to be like Frodo, where I just at like age,
get on the ship.
You know, while I'm still young and with it, you know, like good looking. Just get on a boat
and take off.
Travel across the land to the other side. All my friends are at the shore waving me off.
I'm right there, dude.
Dude, you know? And be like, hey, I love you guys, but it's time to go. Old dude with the big old long beard is here to take me home.
So nice.
But what was his cause of taking the boat?
He was tired, bro. I mean, that ring aged him. He felt his age. He felt his age.
He didn't show it.
At 220 or whatever he was.
Yeah. How old was...
I don't remember.
Bilbo was older.
111th birthday or something like that was the birthday
party. I don't know how
they
say it.
Yeah.
I think that was right.
Yeah. Totally just...
Then.
So according to a survey sponsored by Pfizer, they found out the average ages for everything. So apparently, according to them, at least you should have your first kiss at 15, financially independent at 22, best summer of your life at 24. Mitch, get ready.
I don't have anything planned.
Yeah, you need to start planning that, bro. Start reminding yourself of your parents at age 32. You begin feeling your age at 38. You should stop having kids at 41 earlier.
Way before that.
Or 6 years earlier.
You should retire at 64 and you jump on the big boat with an old guy with a beard at age 84. And sail across to the other side with the elves.
With the elves. With
Rivendell.
Elrond. and Gandalf.
Arwen.
Unbelievable.
Arwen stayed behind. She had a destiny.
Oh, that's
Minas
right.
Tillith.
Oh, that's right.
She did. That's
she
right.
Ate, she ate
you
it.
You know
the
story.
You were just.
Why
you just
do you know, this story?
Because
so
I got the trilogy
well.
For my birthday, and I dude. Steadily went right mm-hmm. to work watching it mm-hmm. twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm
there
still in the
go.
Process yeah. of watching the full length. I've watched it before, but I'm rewatching it.
Oh, really? Dude. It's so
full
rad.
Length.
It's
is.
Such a good place to go.
Yeah. We just shared those with our kids for the first time ever.
Really?
No way, dude.
Yeah.
How did they how, and how did they do?
Oh, they
they're
freaked.
In.
They freaked. Yeah. So it which so is cool. funny because my favorite book of all time is The Hobbit. And when yeah. I got married, I actually read that to Chrissy. You've never read The Hobbit? We're reading it every night before bed. And I read The Hobbit to my wife.
How
it's my favorite book.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm gonna read The Hobbit to my kids. Mm-hmm. And I started reading it to them, and they're like,
this is boring.
Yeah, right? Oin, gloin, moin, soin.
Yeah, you know, totally. It's like, glowing,
boom. They'll be able to get it by like sixth grade.
Globin, globulin.
He's speaking of the dwarves, of course.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I kind of just breeze over the dwarves' names
dude.
Because I.
What?
Just,
how can you do that?
Because they're so difficult to keep up with.
Every time I think of Gloin, I'm like, that's Gimli's dad,
yeah,
bro.
Dude, totally.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So we started trying to read that. Yeah. So disinterested. And then we showed him the movies, and now it's like, when are we going to read The Hobbit? When are we going to read The Hobbit?
Oh, that's
we
good.
We should read The Hobbit. Yes, now they like.
But they'll
that's
be able to see the movie,
now
too.
They care.
Because what's funny about
care.
That is I remember being a boy and my mom reading the books. And Lord of the Rings, she had, and I think it was like a bright orange
paperback.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, the pages were worn off. She'd read it so many times. She was a huge fan of the author. But at any rate, she kept... Read this book. When I was a little guy, and I was like, yeah, sweet. And that'd go yeah. right in the drawer, you know, and I was yeah. on about my business. So to have the movies yeah. to spark the interest,
yeah.
and it's an amazing story.
Yeah,
it is, but here's the thing. Same That's thing awesome. Happened to me. Eighth grade, got the trilogy. Yeah. My mom bought it for me for my birthday. She's like, are you actually going to read this? And I was like, yeah, of course I am.
Oh.
And you see,
and
see
it's because,
that's what happens.
It's because I get 5 pages into it and I'm like, what is it with description Tolkien? Like,
yeah, no. Okay, that's the thing is he's J-R-R. Super descriptive. He's super duper duper descriptive.
I know what the Shire looks like. I saw the movie.
History, right.
Wow. Get back in your time machine and know this.
Yeah, the history is yes. the history is crazy, especially in the second book. And then come Return of the King, the ring gets taken out like pretty early in the book, and then there's like 2/3 of a book left, and you're like, what?
Why?
But that's the big ending. I still have 400 pages. You really do. Because there's a lot of stuff that wasn't even in the movie that happens at the end of the book. And the ending of the movie was the longest ending of all
yeah,
time. So
I remember. I had to... My
like,
bladder was full.
Okay, they're hugging. Oh, they're seeing each other. Oh, they're hugging again in a different location. Okay cool.
Okay.
Oh, now they're high-fiving and hugging and drinking together. Okay,
well,
that's great.
It's a Middle-Earth party, and we're gonna go ahead and make the rounds.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, yeah. But I knew that I couldn't say anything because everyone else around me was crying. So... I was like, I better not comment on this.
Oh, man, that's priceless.
It's important. It's an important ending. They
it
just
was.
Invite everybody.
It was so good.
Everybody got
For
their due.
The free world.
Yeah. Everybody got there.
Mitch, dude, your
their
honesty
moment.
About not reading those books is what made me happy. Let's take it all the way back to that.
I tried.
That was phenomenal.
I tried. My mom tells me, though, she's like, that's not what happened. That is not what
on.
Happened.
It's
and I'm like,
mostly,
it's fine.
Kind of.
It's fine.
Of,
she, for like Golem stuff that happened, she's yeah. like, that wasn't it. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's not how that happened.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
See?
Back to
so
the
she
butt.
Knows.
She's much stronger than you.
She is.
She's a reader.
She
That's
is.
Why.
She really is. She's like, just read Grapes of Wrath. It was a great book. I'm like, oh, that book sucked. I had to read that in eighth
English
grade.
Class,
At least
right?
you tried.
I did have
At
to read
At least you tried.
Yeah.
So, all right. There it is. Steve O. Mitch in the morning, 6:39 now, and our dear friend Shane hanging out, kicking it with us. Right now, some Quiet Science for you. A song called A Dying Breed. We'll get to something of significance at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Soonish.
It's Wednesday. Static Radio. Good morning.
Shane is jogging behind us.
I know. Welcome to Static Radio. And welcome in Shane to Static Radio.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
He has 1,000 times more energy than we.
Yeah, and he has. Have you had coffee? Ah, that's why.
Pinon coffee.
That's exactly
Yum.
Why right there.
I got 2 bags for my birthday, and Pinon. I don't mind telling you, it's straight.
So
into
it's
the
made with
pot.
Like pinon nuts or what?
Nuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's New Mexico's coffee. Let me tell you something. So you're... Wait, whoa. Let's back something up here.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't had it.
I guess not. Maybe I have. I don't know. I usually go to... I'm like, judges?
Stop it right now that you've never had pinon coffee.
I don't know.
Mitch, hit him. I mean, yeah.
It's just a flavor of... They just...
It's how's this? I went to Hawaii, Kona Coffee, which is... You've heard of that, right? That's like,
yeah.
Wow, big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go to visit my buddy in Maui, Tim.
Yeah.
Pastor's a great Christian church on Maui. Showed up, and I brought him as a gift, not knowing about Kona Coffee, our pinon coffee from the land of enchantment, right?
Right.
So I show up with my bag of coffee, and he goes, wow, that's cool. yeah.
Thanks, we have the
you
best.
Know, did you realize that you were coming to like the coffee mecca when you brought coffee? And I'm like, dude, I had no idea. Try it. Dude, this is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. Everybody wants some of this coffee. Will you send me coffee? Can we do the coffee exchange?
Wow.
So there you go.
You know,
so it's,
is it really that it's the best in the world, or is it that they're so used to their Kona coffee that it's different?
Listen, I can't kick the door open and just speak for the globe, but I'm going to go ahead and say. But
the globe.
I will say that this coffee, that Kona coffee is renowned. When you bring it up, most people will be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's
that's phenomenal coffee. Me being a coffee drinker, I like that.
Yeah.
But no, pinon is amazing. Okay. It's got a certain flavor. It's got an aroma to it.
Well, I'm assuming you're talking about the
pinon nuts.
Nut.
Right.
So they just make it with, wow, okay.
Yeah. You know, the best coffee I've had, actually, and I've had pinon, is when I was in Costa Rica. Their coffee. Because they literally, that's what they do as well. They're coffee people.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Coffee people?
Seriously?
You guys act like they walk out of huts and they're like examining beans. We're the coffee people.
Seriously. We were driving by like, and here's another coffee field. We're like, dang, they're serious about this.
Everything in Costa Rica, like Hawaii, has got to be better. Is it just that you're in Costa Rica? You're like, the palm trees, the ocean, the fresh fruit, the amazing seafood.
Taste this coffee. It's the best coffee I've ever had in my life. It's like, you're right. Because you're talking Costa Rica, and then it's like, where else is it the best? Oh, Maui. Right. I'm sure the atmosphere and environment have nothing to do with the flavor.
It's
By the way, I was not near the ocean. So let's just go and talk. I was on a mission trip. Therefore, it was for real.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Oh.
So everybody else that goes there is not for real?
Yeah.
Just because I have something to look at, I'm no longer legit.
Okay. Wow. Sweet. Good to know.
That's right.
Way to prejudge everyone ever on a beach.
Am I bleeding? Because I just got smashed in the face. Thanks, Mitch.
I also did go to the ocean. Just It wasn't for all of it. So I'm just going. It's okay. Right. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool.
Hey,
it's
but I want to give you big ups on your mission trip. I want to just tell you right now, I'm still proud of you.
I've never been.
Thanks. Yeah. On a mission trip?
Yeah.
Ooh, you should go.
So it's hard to say. It's difficult to say that. That's it.
Exactly.
It's like, I've never been overseas.
You're
you know
on
what I mean?
A mission
right.
constantly.
Exactly.
You
know, and that's why for me it's like.
Let's just give credit where credit's due. We'll just keep it right there.
So
there it is.
That's my thing. Yeah. And you don't have to go to, Australia.
And that's the cool thing about Jesus Christ. He'll use you wherever you're at.
Right.
I mean, if you're in the post office, you might change somebody's life.
In the post office.
Yeah. Well, he will, but he might use you to do that.
Yeah.
Just be open to it.
Dude.
And you know what? What I found out, because Costa Rica is my one and only mission trip, but what I found out in Costa Rica that preaching the gospel to people who speak Spanish is just as scary as preaching the gospel to people who speak English.
Right.
So I can do that here too. In fact, I'd say it's less scary to do it here. When I was over there trying to communicate effectively, it was like, I was like, I got to go back home and do this because seriously, at least I speak that language.
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish. Yeah. So it was
What were you doing if you don't speak Spanish? Or, I mean, just a question.
We did a lot of street evangelism and I always had someone with me who spoke Spanish. But for the random one or two times that I didn't, it was amazing how God worked.
That's cool.
It was amazing watching him break that barrier, because all of a sudden they'd be like, oh yeah, Jesus, God, because everyone out there is Catholic, because their grandma's Catholic or their parents are Catholic.
Sure.
So that's how that was working. But it was amazing to watch God break through those barriers and act like they weren't even there.
Right.
So that was the coolest part of that trip.
I got to tell you, I love you anyway, but I love you like twice as much right now.
Oh, good.
Just the fact that you went out and threw down in another country in the name of Jesus Christ is amazing to me, man.
It's pretty cool.
I think
that's
everyone
all.
Should do it at least once. I mean, obviously, like you said, this home is a mission.
Yeah.
This, where we are is just as important. So.
And if you want, I'll even like dig up and put some fake palm trees in your neighborhood or something.
That would be awesome.
To make it seem like it seem like it's
I got a ukulele.
Las Vegas did
it. I'll jump up on the roof and just start wailing on a ukulele.
Yeah.
Seriously. Las Vegas did it. Arizona did it. We can do it too.
That's right.
That's right.
Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Spencer from Cruces.
Hey, Spencer from Cruces. What's up?
Hey, so on the topic of coffee and mission trips.
Yeah.
I'm headed up to Nicaragua tomorrow on a mission trip, and then we're going to tour a coffee plantation.
That's what's up.
Oh.
That's what's up.
That is what is up.
That is so what is up.
We're pretty stoked about that. But
no,
I mean,
no pressure, but you're bringing coffee back, right?
I'll bring it back to Cruces. I don't know about Albuquerque.
It's a little far.
Right. We understand.
You can go all the way out there, but you can't trek it like 2.5 hours for bros. That's cool.
I'm just kidding.
That's a long trip, guys.
That is a long trek. So
you have a safe trip, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Will do, man.
All right. Have a blast.
God bless you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Spencer and Cruces, everybody be praying for that dude and his crew while they're heading out to
Nicaragua.
That's right.
Guatemala.
I was going to say Guatemala.
Wrong.
That's a different place.
Good job.
Kind of close, though. I got his name right.
Yeah.
It's Spencer.
Spencer from Cruces is going to Nicaragua on a mission trip, and they're touring a coffee field.
Coffee plantation.
There you go.
Plantation.
All right.
Yes.
Same thing.
Just before 7 o'clock now, it's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Hey, Steve-O and Mitch today, sponsored by Car Crafters. Collision Mechanical Glass. Car Crafters, 600 Montaño Road Northeast, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889. CarCrafters.com. And thanks to Car Crafters for sponsoring this year's show. That's kind of exciting.
Seriously, that is
super
really
exciting.
Cool. And if you wanted to do that, you a business.
Yeah.
Call
anyone.
344-9146. Sue.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call 344.
Sponsored by Sue.
Thank you, Sue. What do you do, Sue?
You say the phone number now.
344-9146. Ask for Darren or email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Coming right back, we're going to be talking about a 911 call. People take coffee very seriously.
They do.
And some people take food very, very seriously.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a 911 call coming back that went awry.
Oh.
And not like the bread.
Okay, you guys. It's been a long time since I've done contest rolls and stuff. On in the morning, just to like get us to go to school. I think it's working.
Static Radio.
Well, all right. It is Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Welcome to Static Radio. You are not nearly as excited as
I
am.
In the morning.
Yay. That was ear piercing.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
See,
so.
I'll just keep my regular.
Dude, big old shout out to Shane for coming in and hanging out. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
That was a nice surprise.
That was awesome. Speaking of awesome, to our left, David Eifert in studio.
Good morning. God.
That's a lot of clapping. That's
7 a.m.
Clapping. Yeah.
This is when I used to come in. You guys don't do this every morning, do you?
Yeah,
it's awful. I'm like, no.
It's awful.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
yes,
we do.
You must go to bed at like 7 p.m.
I don't.
No.
No? Have you started going to bed like sooner, Mitch?
Around 9:30.
Oh, so you go to bed way before I do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, last night I didn't, and I definitely felt the effects.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with the fam, and so it was around 11.
Yeah, that's about.
And then what time do you wake up?
Yeah.
Like 5.
Oh yeah. God, no! I prefer somewhere between 7 and 8.
Yeah, my alarm.
Like
my alarm goes off at 4:50, and then I usually hang out there for about 10 minutes or so, and like, okay, all right, time to get up.
Yeah, you know what? So. My wife and I have discovered what they should invent is an alarm clock that has two different settings on it.
Ooh.
What because, is, you what, know, like you can set it for 5 or 4:45 and then like 7.
Oh, I have that on my phone where I have two different alarms. Right. And I literally set, if I'm afraid I'm going to be late, I'll set like 5 alarms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep. I will.
But wouldn't you just turn them all off? I mean, if you're really that afraid that you're just going to like turn it off.
No, I'm afraid one of them isn't going to go off.
Oh, wow. Like, you're really paranoid.
Are they in the same program?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't think, you know, if the program poops out, having multiple alarms isn't going
to
help.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Way to make now them more I'm paranoid.
Now I'm going to have to go buy a real alarm.
That's funny. I actually have one. For that reason, just in case.
One?
Just in case the phone, if my phone craps out, little Lego Yoda will always wake me up.
Will he chirp at you?
No, I guess he just sounds like a normal alarm clock. I have a Darth Vader helmet that also is an alarm clock, and he just does Darth Vader noises, but it just threw me off. It was too early in the morning because you wake up to Luke, you know, and I'm like, this is. As much as I love Darth Vader, this is a really odd way to try and wake up in the morning.
That's how I feel about alarm clocks that will allow you to choose a song.
Yeah.
You have to choose the right song.
Absolutely. I choose a different song every single night.
Because
really
then you start hating that song.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. Right there.
I just go the beeps. But do you know about the ones that you like put the thing between the mattresses?
That's what we use.
And then it does a vibrating
thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we have that. Yeah.
So, except I put mine up by my pillow.
It's creepy because you guys are both saying we have that.
Right.
Sorry.
I got that, and I spread it to the world.
Okay. Yes. Got it.
I have that myself on my own phone.
Got it.
Except it usually, I don't have the one that you put in between the mattresses, but this one you put by your head because it measures like your movements, and so it's like, oh, he's starting to wake up a little bit. Let's lightly, we're just going to, but that, so it'll, right. It'll literally like, oh,
so
you're kind of waking up. And then it's slowly, then it's like, wake up! And that's kind of what it does, really.
And this is on your phone?
Yeah.
I call total baloney. There's no possible way your phone can be telling what state of sleep you're in.
Here
Watch
we go.
This.
Here
How's
we go.
It do? Is it using the camera?
Watch
no,
this.
No, it, the movement.
So this is the app.
Are we allowed to say the name?
No.
Or is it cost?
It costs, yeah.
It costs.
But see, look, this is my times when I was awake last night.
Oh my God, that could not be a more random graph.
Right? And then I'm asleep, and then deep sleep's down here, but then it gauges movement on the bed. That's why you put it on the bed.
But look, here's
mine. So it gauges, right? So, wow, you woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, this was 2 nights ago.
Oh, okay. 2 nights ago.
What does it look like when you wake up to go pee? Is that a big thing?
Yeah, because my wife being pregnant, so this is kind of deceptive because there's some nights where I'm like, dude, I woke up a bunch. And then really it's like, yeah, I got up like 3 times last night to pee. So it's really sensitive. So it's not really super accurate.
All right, I'll get it. All right.
It's really cool, except on that app, I haven't changed the song in a while.
Oh, no.
So, I haven't changed it for like the past 3 times I've actually used it. So I'm really starting to hate Bones by The Killers.
Bone Thugs? Oh.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I'm really starting to hate Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah. To the crosswalk.
And we pray, and we pray, and we pray.
Love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, man. It's Steve-O Mitch in the morning and joining us to our left, David Eifert. And you guys have something coming up this weekend, right? A Believer Center.
Big time. Starting Huge. This Sunday. It's called Storm Conference.
I feel like we need to have like a...
I know. Here, oh, Can you put an echo on there?
Yeah, hold on.
Maybe you just provide it.
Okay.
I'll say it and you're the echo.
Okay.
Storm Conference. Yeah. That's good.
That didn't sound good.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've
again.
Ever heard.
Storm Conference.
Was that better?
Yeah,
a little better?
Yeah, it was a little blasphemous, but
it's Michael Jackson's strip.
trailer.
It's fine.
Come on. A storm is coming and zombies are rising. That's what it's about, right?
Right. Something.
It's for the apocalypse and to prepare people.
Something like that.
Okay, no, what storm conference are we about?
Yeah. Well, it's our big annual thingy that we do at the church for the youth. And, you know, traditionally, like years ago, we used to go the whole summer camp route.
Right.
Where we get in the bus and go to Oklahoma and all that. The classic thing. And then we just kind of thought, you know, isn't it ironic that we would be expecting young people to really think like, God's wanting to do something cool in your city. Now let's go to another city. Where there's actual cool things happening.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you guys thought that and realized that.
Right. And so we were like, well, let's do something cool in this city.
Right.
You know? And so this is our eighth year, if you can believe it. We do it every summer. And it's a big bash. We have a bunch of students that come from other churches. And, of course, a bunch of our students come, too. But it's turned into quite the thing where there's a lot of other students that we meet for the first time that come to the conference. And so there's a bunch of options because all the night sessions, we have these big speakers, you know, that come and these big, you know, conference services in the evenings, and those are free and open to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, so oftentimes people will even just bring their youth groups in to the evening sessions if they're already doing their own camp thing, then you can come and check it out. But we also have daytime sessions where you can register and we provide food, and then there's additional time with the speakers and all that kind of stuff. But it's a pretty big jam. It's pretty fun, and we're looking forward to it. It starts this Sunday through this Wednesday. The services in the evenings are at 7 p.m. Believer Center. So if somebody's curious about it, they can always just swing on by. Storm Conf. I know that kind of sounds like a book.
Summer.
Yeah, apparently.
It's here.
It's here. I thought it was here 2 weeks ago, but it's here now, officially.
By the way, that was Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. That's what's up.
That is what is up.
What is up right now is Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right.
And hanging out with you on your, what is today, Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday.
Just had David Eifert in studio from YX Youth at Believer Center. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I miss that guy.
Cool dude.
Good dude.
Yeah, officially got to meet him.
Yeah.
I used to be receptor.
Are you sad because a lot of people are meeting you now for the first time,
like,
for the fifth time?
And I'm like...
And you're like, I was unimportant. I used to answer the phones here, and so nobody cared about me. But I've met you seven times.
Yeah.
Not David, but...
Well, it's kind of like, hey, yeah, we sort of met. It was like a hi-bye situation.
But now you're cool, so we'll talk to you?
Yeah, no.
I'm just kidding.
The only person that remembered every single time he's met me is Dex from The Edge.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, because, you know, everybody be like, hey, this is Dex. Have you met him? We're both like, yeah.
Nice.
This is time seven. Thank you.
He's one of my favorites.
He's a pretty cool guy.
I'm a fan.
And he remembers me every time. So thank you.
Yeah, because he's listening right now and not totally doing his own show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's okay. We just went and got some Sopo, some delicious breakfast that actually worked out, and it was made the way I wanted it.
Good job.
Yeah.
Sopo?
Huh? Yeah. Good job on them for doing their job correctly.
Yes.
Because you know what happens when you don't do your job correctly like that?
You get in trouble?
Call the authorities, man. Oh. That's what I do, obviously.
Of course. For authorities like 911?
Yeah.
That is a legitimate reason to call 911.
Yeah. Okay, so now somebody's going to call, and then we're going to get in trouble because you just said that. A man in Connecticut called 911 when a deli sandwich wasn't made to his liking. Yes, I'm serious.
Wait.
So serious that we have the audio. You want to just play the audio, and then we'll talk about this?
Listen to this.
Okay, yeah. Wow. Here it is.
Perfect 911, location emergency.
Well, hi, emergency. This is Ramadan. I'm at Grateful Deli, and I specifically asked for little turkey and little ham and a lot of cheese and a lot of mayonnaise, and they're giving me a hard time. I'm wondering if you can stop by and just
Who is this?
This is Ron McGlynn. I was just wondering if you could just
You're calling 911 because you don't like the way that they're making your sandwich?
Exactly.
So then don't buy it.
Okay.
Just walk away and don't buy it. if they don't want to make it the way you want it.
She's telling me I can't. She won't make it for me again, and just because of that, you know. So I mean, I just want to solve this the right way, you know. She's giving me a hard time. Her sister made it, but she left. They playing games with me. So I was just wondering if you can come by.
Do they work there or?
Yes, they work here.
Okay. What's your last name?
McLennan. Capital M C. Capital L E N N O N.
L E.
N N O N.
N N O N. And you said your first name is?
Rather, capital R O T H E R. I just want to resolve, and I want to be able to come back here and get the regular sandwiches that I asked for. I already told her, already asked her, I said, maybe I have to come down before they make it and get my sandwiches that way, because it seems like they're not listening to me. They just put down anything they want, and then they expect me to pay for it, you know? So...
If in the future, you can stay there or stay outside. I'll send somebody.
Okay.
In the future, just don't buy the sandwich.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
I'll look at it before I buy it.
All right?
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. That's real actual audio from a 911 phone call that happened this week.
And I am angry that she would be so rude to some
Stop
man.
Stop it right now. A man in Connecticut called 911 when a deli sandwich wasn't made to his liking. Truth. Yeah. She was pretty calm about the entire situation, in my opinion. I don't know.
Loved her reaction.
Yeah.
Wait, are you calling 911 because they're not making the sandwich the way you want it?
Exactly.
Exactly. I also love that he was very specific on how to spell his name and what to capitalize.
Yeah, yeah. Rother McLennan, or McLemnon.
McLennan.
I don't know. Lennon. He was just trying to buy a sandwich, and they wouldn't make it the way he wanted them to make it. So he called 911 to report the deli, I guess? I don't know. The owner of the deli said that this guy has... placed orders before. In fact, he placed a phone order for 14 sandwiches. They made them the way he asked, and he got there and he didn't want to pay for them. And then he told the deli man, hey, these aren't the sandwiches. This isn't the way I want them. And they said, you ordered 14 sandwiches. You are paying for these. I'm not paying for these. And it got heated, and he asked to use the deli's phone to call 911. So we actually made that phone call from the deli.
Okay, can I borrow your phone? 911.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
McLennan called the deli on Thursday to apologize and tell them that he would be coming back in the future for more sandwiches, and he was sorry for the inconvenience, and he just wanted to make sure everything was resolved correctly.
Those guys are stoked to have him as a customer still, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is...
So here's the thing, man. This dude, he calls 911 to report his sandwich is not made correctly. So what do you think? Do you think there should be charges pressed against him? The police didn't file charges. They were super gracious to this guy on the phone,
which is
insane to me, because normally you hear about stories of people calling 911 for stupid reasons and they get arrested or something crazy happens.
Well,
but
yeah, I mean, the cops had to come down. That's wasting time.
Yeah.
It's like $1,000 fine.
I was so stoked when we found the audio, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you didn't hear that, I am so sorry.
I know. Maybe we should just post the audio on Facebook.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, of course. It is Wednesday. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning hanging out with you. And we got a culture shock for you right now, actually. Some death cab for cutie. And you want to learn more about culture shock, you can head over to our website, mystaticradio.com, and check out all the details there. Get in on the conversation.
Yes.
It seemed like people used to talk a lot more about culture shocks.
Well,
and now people just request them.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
They're great songs.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. So what does it say to you? Mystaticradio.com. Check it out right now. It's Death Cab for Cutie. Static Radio.
This is culture shock. Log on to mystaticradio.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was my sound effect.
Nice.
Sebo and Mitch.
In the morning.
That would be us. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Rother McLennan. Wanted to buy a few sandwiches.
Or 14 of them.
From a deli, and when it wasn't made according to his liking, he called 911 from the deli's phone, of course.
Well, of course. So why would you use your own phone?
Yeah, and if you missed the audio, we actually posted it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. You can listen to the audio.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, speaking of audio, when thinking of somebody calling 911 or calling the cops, usually there's some form of audio involved, especially in a case of, like, a domestic dispute. Normally, you'll hear, like, that's kind of what happens, and then a neighbor calls 911
right.
And says, my neighbors are finding somebody get over there. But here's the weird thing, you know, normally... That's what would happen with a domestic dispute. And I am absolutely not making light of domestic disputes in any way,
right,
shape, or form.
Right.
However, the story threw me way, way off guard. Another case of calling the police this week.
There's just a ton of you. Thank you.
This week in Missouri, cops responded to a domestic violence complaint where a couple at home was having a fight over text messages. Wrap your mind around this.
Hold on.
Wrap your mind around this.
I don't know this story. And so...
This is exactly why I did this story, because you have not read this yet. And so I want you to wrap your brain around this. Montgomery City. It's in eastern Missouri. All right? Hey, my aunt is eastern Missouri.
All right, okay?
Okay. Police responded to a domestic violence complaint where a couple was at home fighting by sending each other angry text messages from different rooms.
Oh...
They were in completely separate rooms, quote unquote, all caps shouting at each other. I'm not making this up.
Taking angry pictures.
Yeah. And the story, they're not sure who called the cops, but when we got there, I'm not laughing. I'm so not making light of this situation, but I kind of am. All right. So the police got there. They show up there on the scene, and one of the people involved walks up to them and said, See? And let the police read the text argument back and forth. All caps. I am not making this up.
I'm so glad that they know grammar, though. Like, all caps is shouting.
Right.
Thank you for pointing that out.
That is good.
Some people don't know that.
That's good text etiquette.
Yes.
Yes. Someone would call that text-a-kit.
Text-a-kit.
No one would call it that, actually. No one. Yeah. The cops decided that no serious threats had been made, so no domestic violence charges were filed over the angry text argument. But that is absolutely unbelievable to me. I want to know who called the cops. Neither one said, I don't call the cops. I was busy. All caps texting in my anger.
Well, obviously, they were silent, so nobody around them called the cops.
Now, here's what's crazy. You know, we're talking about these stories like the gentleman who was in Montana, who was, you know, hitchhiking across the country, who was, you know, hey, I'm hiking across the country. I'm writing a book about the kindness of America. Oh, snap, I got shot in a drive-by. And then it turns out it was just him trying to do a publicity stunt. But someone was actually arrested in conjunction with it, which turns out he was actually drinking and driving, and so the dude ended up going to jail anyways. Big old mess. What? Craziness,
yeah.
Right? This is one of those stories as well, because as it turns out, and here's where the story gets very unfunny, somebody called 911,
right,
for a domestic dispute, mm-hmm, screaming at each other in all caps, so they're not even yelling.
They're screaming through text.
They're screaming through text. So it was a text message domestic dispute. The cops decided there were no serious threats, so no domestic violence charges were filed over the angry text argument. However, when they were in the home, they noticed a child, 2-year-old,
okay,
sleeping on the floor, right?
Uh-huh.
And there was cat litter sprinkled throughout the house, and this kid was just kind of hanging out, sleeping near it. And so they called family services.
So no one was officially arrested.
No one was officially arrested.
But they got their child taken away.
However, yeah, over an angry text fight, I have no idea. It doesn't say who called the cops, but yeah.
The two-year-old called the cops.
I know, right? The cops read the text message history. Well, no one was fighting. They said there was no loud noise coming from the home. They thought maybe, is this the right house? And then, of course, when they got to the door, you know, one of them came forward and said, See the way I am treated. Read this text.
I feel...
Right now.
Okay. So either it was that person being like, this is what I'm talking about, and then not owning up to it, or the other person called, and then this person felt like they automatically had to defend themselves because they were also guilty?
No clue. I have no idea.
I just know that...
Did I mention this was in Missouri?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Montgomery, Missouri. But I feel like this is all worth it now because that child is out of that house.
Yeah, so they did say 2-year-old sleeping in the corner of the house next to some, quote, animal waste. So they ended up calling family services.
Good.
So and we'll keep you updated on that one.
And before that, we were talking about Rother McLennan, who wanted to buy a few sandwiches or around 14 sandwiches. And the deli wouldn't make it the way that he wanted them to make it. And so he... use the deli's phone to call 911 and, quote, end quote, solve this the right way. And you can comment on that and hear the audio at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right.
Of course, Natasha says, go somewhere else.
Right.
Thank you. And that's what the lady said, too.
Well,
why? Don't buy it.
What if they're in, like, a small town and that's the only deli shop in town?
Well,
and
I'm sure
the
there's,
only
like,
place that makes the sandwich the way I want.
I'm sure there's, like, a food mart or something, and he can go buy some bread and a lot of mayonnaise and cheese, and he'll be happy. Thebe says, one, the operator sent someone out, job security.
Yeah.
Two, the responding officer brought back sandwiches for everyone at the station.
Ah, okay.
So everyone's happy there, win-win.
Right.
Three, Rother McLennan will make rounds on all the talk shows and be on the next mediocre reality show.
True.
Redundant. Yeah. Yes. Four, I side with Rother when there's not enough mayo.
Oh,
and
no.
That's disgusting, Thebes. That's where we draw the line.
That is where I draw the line.
Mayonnaise is vile.
Right here. Dude, Miracle Whip all the way. If I'm going to have any like white substance on my sandwich, it's going to be Miracle Whip. I'll just say that because I'm more of a mustard dude than anything else.
Yes.
It's got to be mustard.
Yes.
Got to be mustard.
I love mustard.
There you go. There
and
it is.
Mayonnaise is disgusting.
Yeah, dude. Always. Well, it's like, isn't it just like fat or something
isn't
like that?
Isn't it just death? Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of mayo.
The fact that like I can touch mayonnaise, like if I'm like making something, I don't know why I have to touch mayonnaise. I've done it before. Wash your hands, oil's still there.
Bah.
And it doesn't help that there was a youth game one time where I was eating frozen mayo as if it was ice cream.
Oh, see, that's probably what happened to you.
No, I've hated mayonnaise all my life. There's been times I was in eighth grade and I was like, I should give mayonnaise another shot. I can't remember why I hate this.
I love how everything happened to you in eighth grade. That was the most busiest, that was the busiest year of your life.
Four years old is the busiest year of my life.
Okay. I'm like, man, everything happened. You're like, I was in eighth grade. Eighth grade. No, when I was in eighth grade.
I remember this. I remember this specifically. I was in eighth grade and it was in the commons room during lunch and I was thinking, I have a sandwich.
I don't remember like 3 years ago, much less eighth grade.
I'm a creeper.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Static. Then I'm up. Speaking of creepers.
Stop
all right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's funny, as we talk about all these 911 stories, did you ever have that story thinking back on childhood where
my
you
brother,
called?
No,
the police showed up at our house once when I was like, you know, 5 or 6 years old because I was that kid that
my
you
brother
know,
was
called and like prank called 911 and then... Yeah, except the police showed up and it was absolutely terrifying. I was like, okay, and now I know. Those numbers really do work. Okay, sweet.
No, in elementary school, we all had a counselor that we all loved. And so we'd all go visit her during lunch. It was the weirdest thing. But one time, she wasn't there and she left the door open and all his kids are standing there. So what do? We pick up the phone and call 911. That was the first time I ever got detention.
No way.
Yeah.
Did the cops show up?
Yeah. They showed up to the elementary school. Yep. We all got in trouble. I just remember sitting against a wall for a really long time.
Yeah, so I was 5 when I did that prank call. You were elementary school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about this guy? This kid who kept making 911 calls. He was calling 911 because he said... First of all, he said he was the president. I'm the president.
Well, obviously, the president has to call the cops first.
Right. Well, he wanted to call. This is kid logic we're talking about here.
Yeah.
He called 911, pretended that he was a president, and wanted to speak with the New York Jets quarterback, Tim Tebow. Which, I mean, come on.
Who doesn't want to talk to Tim Tebow? Right, right. But Where were his parents during this?
Right. So, you see this child.
Yeah.
And just, you know, in his closet, or in his parents' closet. He was in his mom's closet, I guess, making these phone calls to 911. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the president. Can I talk to Tim Tebow? I really want to talk to Tim Tebow. This is a really cute story. Right up until the fact that you find out he's a 28-year-old man.
No.
A 28-year-old man.
Why is... Okay, one.
One. Yeah.
Why is he living with his parents?
Well, come on. He's... I have no idea. Fail! Yeah, 28-year-old man charged this week with creating false public alarms, made 3 911 calls, refused each time to give dispatchers any information on why he was calling. He called headquarters.
Well, he's the president. He doesn't have to do that.
Dude, of course. And that's what he kept saying. He said, This is the president. I need to talk to Tim Tebow.
Yo, this is Barack.
Hello. Can you, Barack Obama, how does he talk?
It's
so much easier when they talk like, hey, you know, I could do that one.
Way to break the trend, Barack.
I'm just saying. Hi. Yeah, this is the president. I need to talk to Tim Tebow right away.
Hey, this is Tim Tebow. No, he doesn't have any rasp.
I don't know. But a 28-year-old man, apparently. Yeah, charges have absolutely been filed. He's a New Jersey dude who made repeated 911 calls. Said he was the prez, wanted to talk to Tim Tebow.
It'd be funny, like, this would almost be funny.
So awful.
Okay, it wouldn't be funny, but it'd be a little bit more acceptable if he were with friends.
No, it would not.
And
he's 28 years old, Mitch. 28 years old, living at home. When the police showed up, they found him in his mother's closet, hiding under pillows. 28-year-old dude.
Where was his mom?
And this is our society that we live in. These are the peeps that is our next generation of not leaders.
So parents, start doing your job?
I guess, dude. I don't know. I would have spanked that kid.
Not at 28.
Why not? If he's still living at home hiding in my closet.
No.
Yeah.
Because you would deserve to be slapped.
Oh, right. Then I would be in trouble because he's like a 28-year-old man.
Yeah.
Half man. I don't understand. We got this guy calling the cops, pretending he's the president, wanting to talk to Tim Tebow, 28, living at home with his mom. You've got Rother, who we posted the audio at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to hear this. Dude called 911 over a deli sandwich. Which not made to his liking.
Right.
So, thus starting a whole new ad campaign from Burger King, have it your way. How long should we see those commercials come back? With Rother.
With Rother. I have it my way when I'm here.
This is so unfortunate. This is it. These are the stories that we have. Oh, man.
But I can't help but thank Rother.
Yeah.
And the 20-year-old. As well as, what was the other story?
The couple that was text fighting?
Can't help but thank them for...
Thank them? Say that again.
I can't help but thank them.
There you go.
Dang it. Thank you.
Thesaurus. It's not a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
I get the thing, but...
Thesaurus. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. So, thank you very much.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And we got some of Monsters and Men and the Temper Trap right around the corner just before 8 o'clock. Static Radio.
Connect to a hotspot with...
Temper Trap for you right there. Song called Love Lost. Static Radio 805. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
And welcoming to the show right now, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Dude, I'm floored right now. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. I just ran up to the front because I hear tell that there's tons of clothes up front for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yep.
And so I ran up there to see, and dude, I couldn't even see Colleen, our new front desk receptionist, because she was surrounded by mounds and mounds of trash bags full of clothing and boxes. And
that's amazing.
It's a real blessing.
I know. Yeah. Came in apparently yesterday about 4:30 in the afternoon. So to the listener who brought that in, wow.
Yeah, that was all Thank one you. Couple.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right there.
That really is amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea. So, right on. So there it is.
Yeah,
that's
great
day. That's pretty incredible. So, Teresa in studio from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And for those who are just joining us for the first time who maybe not know what the Albuquerque Rescue Mission is, Teresa, would you like to give a little insight to
Albuquerque Rescue
what
Mission?
What y'all do? Yeah, abqrescue.org.
For 58 years, we've been a homeless shelter.
Wow.
We've been feeding the homeless and near homeless. Feed about 240,000 people a year.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Wow, that's a lot of meals.
Yep.
And that's not a lot of volunteers. You guys do take volunteers.
We do.
To help with said meals,
yep,
right?
We do.
And I mean, you guys obviously have dedicated volunteers who help you guys.
We have a lot of church groups who come in and serve breakfast and dinner.
Yeah.
So they do it as a church activity.
Just rad. Yeah. So, but obviously always room for more help, more volunteer work, or men out there or anybody out there who's involved in a trade that could help with maintenance or the facility, as you said, is just a couple years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So I could always use the help there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, abqrescue.org, the website for all the information on that, or 346-HOPE, the phone number, that's 346-HOPE. And as I just found out, or was reminded over and over again, it seems like every single week I'm reminded, we are a drop point. People can drop stuff off here, and you... Please promise, watch me fall. Static Radio.
Feeling a little winded.
I'm a little tired.
You
gotta be honest.
You usually don't sit down in the studio, and you're like, I have to pull out a chair because I just walked 18 feet.
18 feet. We had to. We got to.
It was really cool.
We got to help Teresa carry some bags out. Thanks to the listener who brought in a bunch of clothes for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yes, Static Radio is a drop point.
Yeah.
So
we'll take your stuff if you don't want to make it all the way downtown. Maybe you live in the Rio Rancho area, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of far if you live out that way. So we're like middle ground.
Yeah.
Meet here.
Yeah.
Drop it off here and we'll get it to Teresa in the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And wow.
We'll gladly take it to her car.
Dude, that was a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it barely fit.
Yeah.
Like,
front passenger seat, back seat.
We're
everywhere.
Not exaggerating.
No, it was, yeah.
We're not even exaggerating.
Not even, bro. I'm winded.
Yeah. I feel tired. I feel legitimately tired after that.
I need to take a nap. You know what we need to do?
Huh.
We need to give some stuff away.
That'd be cool.
We've got some Children 18-3 records that, album came out yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Brand new record called On the Run, and we have copies of that. We have copies of the new Allucent record.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to give away.
We really do. We have a bunch of comic books, but that's for Free Comics Friday.
Yeah, is that Friday thing?
We got two things for Friday. Yeah, so cool. We're going to have to do that. But if you want to win something, you got to be listening for your chance to, call in and win stuff.
Yes.
505-338-3700. Oh, wait.
It's now.
That would be right now. 505-338-3700 if you would like to score a copy of the brand new Children 18-3 called On the Run. Talked to Lee Marie yesterday.
And premiered that song.
And premiered a brand new song, which she sings.
Yeah, it was really good.
She has vocals on that. Also, our boy Allucent from Santa Fe, new record called Watercolors. And it's going to be really easy how you win. Static. Hey, how's it going, bro?
Good, buddy. So, like, am I a winner or anything?
But you may be. You may be. It's really easy.
Why do you think you deserve this first?
Yes. If you were the static winner, if we gave you the CD, what would make you think you deserve to be our listener of the day?
It's amazing how God has carried me and my wife through the last 5 years. We're so in debt, yet he's still getting bills paid. He's to be glorified always through the thick and thin. So don't get discouraged.
Wow, you took that to like a really serious...
That level went way up.
I guess I just...
I've got no money for any sort of... anything. It sucks.
Yeah.
But good. I'm learning to be content. And if I didn't win, hey, that's God's will. That's okay. Because, you know, contentness is better than, you know, anything, really.
Okay, you win.
Fine, you win. All right, I'll read my Bible more. Gosh.
Rock and roll.
No, you win for being awesome.
Well, man.
Hang on the line, man.
Well, there you, buddy.
All right, wow. Totally joking, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not joking. I will definitely be reading my Bible more.
More.
That was hilarious. I was totally expecting just like, you know, something funny.
Because
something
I'm cool.
Witty. Because
no, it was real.
It was like, that dude was theological. That was like an explosion of the mind.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I don't
wow.
think either of us were ready for that.
No.
But he wins.
No. Yeah, he absolutely does. That's good. We're going to keep doing that this morning.
Yeah.
That was easy.
We'll be right back with more.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to hear something. We'll take your... take your requests.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also find us there. And yeah. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Love and death for you right now. A song called Chemicals. Static Radio. Civil Twilight Fire Escape right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Yes, it is still that.
It is definitely still that. 8:37 now on your Wednesday. And Thebes once again reminding us on Facebook that we totally
suck.
Blew it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Way too early Wednesday. It was way too early.
It really was.
To remember anything.
Literally forgot. I promise I will start putting things in my calendar so I remember.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
I'll take this one. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
You have a lot of time on your hands here, Mitch.
Oh.
Got to start remembering things.
Yeah, I'm not trying to remember everything else that I'm going through every day.
Yeah. Apparently not as much time on your hand as one dude. Mark Malkoff, do you know him? He's a comedian?
No.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He lived in a plane for like 30 days once. He does like stunts, but not real stunts.
Why
like
would
jumping
he live
over
in a
cliffs
plane?
Or something. I don't know.
To see if it would drive him crazy?
Maybe. I don't know. This last month, he decided he was going to try an experiment.
Okay.
He was going to find out how many movies he could watch on Netflix in 1 month.
Okay.
How many movies do you think? Okay, 30 days. All right. He had 30 days. Exactly 30 days to watch as many movies as he could. How many movies do you think you could watch in a month?
Approximately 300.
300? What is wrong with you?
If you stayed up 24 hours a day.
Yeah, no. Okay, no.
Okay.
He had to actually do this. You can't stay up 24 hours a day.
So I will cut it in half to around 150.
150?
Yeah.
That's my official answer. That's your final answer? That would be like, hey, I'm going for it. This is what I'm going to do.
This is, like literally that's like 8 hours of sleep.
No. It's not even anywhere near his.
How much?
Gosh, wait. Oh. Shoot low. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Was 300 too high, so you got mad at me for guessing 300?
You're right. No. Truth. His goal was 250 movies in 1 month. That was the goal.
Okay.
That was the goal. So
he doesn't remember any of that.
He had a pretty lofty goal.
Okay.
Of 250 movies. Now, the question is, did he actually
attain
that goal? Because that's 250 movies in 30 days.
That is about 4 hours of sleep every night.
My brain would explode.
And someone needs to be serving you food and you need to be constantly near the toilet.
How many movies do you think he actually watched?
I feel like I wouldn't ever attain that goal. And I'd get to like 97 and be like, I don't remember anything I saw. They're all meshing together.
They like kind of jumble together in one mess. Yeah. Comedian Mark Malkoff, he said, all right, 250 movies in 1 month is my goal. I'm going to do this. And he did.
Wow.
He watched 252 movies in 1 month.
Front to back. But
different movies.
In
1 month. I could watch this movie 250 times in 1 month.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, maybe not, actually.
You would get tired of it.
In recognition of his achievement, actually, Netflix invited him to its headquarters where he got to meet the CEO of the company. I feel like I would want to fight that guy at the end of it. Like, dude, your stupid business cost me a month of my life.
You're going to need to expand your movies now.
Yeah. They also named June 11th Mark Malkoff Day because he watched, 252 films in a month. He said it was like a mini school. He said he enjoyed it, but it was challenging at times, especially watching 29.4 hours of closing credits in the month because
you had to watch it from front to back.
He watched it in its entirety. That's right. So he watched 404.25 hours of film.
You know what's hard about that is was somebody able to stay there and make sure he stayed awake?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I would fall asleep middle and wake up like, yep, totally awake through the whole thing.
No, that doesn't count. That averaged out to 13.5 hours of movie per day for 30 days. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, what's up, buddy?
Not much, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you a movie guy?
Well, it depends on what's on.
Well, what if you were forced to watch 250 movies in a month? That's 13 hours of movie per day. Where would you start?
Oh, man. It's too bad that Despicable Me is not on anymore. That was a funny one.
A movie.
Despicable Me. That's a movie?
Well.
Yeah.
That's a movie. Steve Carell, little yellow things. I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
My kids have seen it 1,000 times. I've never seen it.
Well, Steve-O, guess where I guess today at 1 o'clock I'm leaving to Vegas.
To watch movies?
My dad has his little air for the resort.
Wow. What are you? You're 13, right?
Yeah, it's just for the resort.
So what are you going to do in Vegas at 13?
Well, one thing is they have free complimentary wireless for the resort.
Oh, so spend a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, you could watch Netflix streaming over and over and over for free.
Yeah, the movies.
Yes.
Movies.
You guys want your word of wisdom this morning?
Sure.
Okay, Steve-O, is a life without a dream is a garden without a flower.
Wow.
That's deep.
Did you guys enjoy your SoPo?
Yep.
We sure did.
Sure did.
Man, my mom is so wanting a Steve-O.
Okay.
You tell her to get a Steve-O.
Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Where did we go wrong?
I'm doing really well. Steve-O's doing great. His bass is beat red.
I just de-evolved to 7th grade in like 0.8 seconds.
You just made Steve-O's face so red.
Thanks for the call, Matthew.
So hard.
All right.
Yeah, that's how hard you made him laugh. You tried.
I don't
you really did devolve to a 7th grader once again.
How do I respond to that? What do I say? Are you kidding me?
He didn't realize.
Static.
Dude, shalom!
Shalom! What is up, Pool Boy?
Please don't tell him that your mom wants
to Steve-O.
Dude,
I don't even know what's going on. I've been behind Aggie Mountain and I get nothing. Back there.
No, dude. We were just talking about this guy, comedian Mark Malkoff, who watched 252 movies on Netflix this month. 252 movies.
Yeah.
In a month. Yeah.
That's too many, right?
Yeah. I would say so. That's 404 hours worth of movie.
And I feel like that'd be a good 5 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you guys.
Yep.
Okay, so my kids are going to San Diego back home for a whole month.
Oh, wow.
With Grandma. Grandma's going to meet us in Arizona. It's a halfway point. We're driving 5 hours. She's driving 5.5.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so there's a spot right there, right where the 8 meets the 10. And, dude, what are we going to do?
You could watch movies.
252, three of them.
This guy has a lot of great suggestions.
I actually just got back from Denver. Took the kids out there, and that was about a 6-hour drive, something like that. And so, our children they're video game kids, right? So they, of course, wanted to play their little DSi thingies the whole time. And that's not how I roll, because after like 3 hours, your brain would be mush.
So,
my son is taking his PS3. He wants me to buy Skyrim before you leave.
No,
he wants me to buy him all kinds of... I'm like, dude, I just got him a phone.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I got to send you with the phone. And I got him a good deal on a phone. And he's taking his PS3. He's like, that's all I'm going to do over there, Dad. It's going to be so boring. And
in San Diego?
And I'm like, no,
dude.
Are you kidding me? You're going to go to all the functions. You know what I mean?
I feel angry that he wants you to get him that when he's going to the beach.
Right.
I will be here, and there's no beach here. And I also don't have what he has.
How come you sound so like you're in a cave?
Who, Mitch?
I am. Oh. I am in a cave. I love it.
Yeah.
But you sound real echoey. Are you on the mic?
Yeah.
She sounds funny.
Well, me and my wife are going to be probably super bored after a week or two.
Well, you got a lot of movies to catch up on.
Bring all the life to the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're planning on going to Rui Doso. We don't know. We're kind of like, we're worried now. It's coming up Saturday. We're kind of like, we've never been away from them that long as far as, at their age they are now. So we're kind of freaking out a little bit.
Let's see. Dude, honestly, that's the time in the car of bonding. Don't let him veg out to video games and movies, because that's actually exactly what we do.
Me and my wife might have to go down to SoPos or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out, man. One of these days during this month. So I'll check it out. Hopefully, we'll go down for a ride and check it out, and then I can get back to you guys and let you know how great. I'm gonna try the Steve-O.
There it is.
Pray for my kids, man, that everything's good.
Can do. All right,
man, appreciate it.
All right, man. Pool boy from Cruces.
Was that Matthew in 30 years?
I guess, dude. I don't even know what just happened. Hey, by the way, Steve-O and Mitch, brought to you by Car Crafters today.
Yes.
Car Crafters, Collision Mechanical Glass, 600 Montano Road Northeast, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889, carcrafters.com.
Yes.
There it is. So we're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Thad.
Oh,
wait,
never mind.
What?
I was pointing to the time because I
thought. You're pointing at the time.
Never mind. Don't even worry about me.
Okay.
It is Wednesday. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You going to be okay?
I think so.
All right. Static radio. I don't know. Falling Up, Broken Heart. Static Radio, 8:52 now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, what a morning.
Back to Wacky Wednesday?
Dude, I guess. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
We've got this. Don't even worry.
Hey, no problems. We started to talk about Mark Malkoff, a comedian.
I don't even know what was going on.
Basically, he does publicity stunts, in my opinion. He lived on an airplane for 30 days.
What, like, kind of like that dude that was like, oh, sit in ice for 3 days. What was his name? Dave
Blaine?
Yeah.
I guess.
Except that guy's, what is he? He just zones out for a long time and he comes back and he's fine?
Like, no clue.
Okay. But this dude
wanted to just watch movies. And let's be honest. Who doesn't want to just sit on the couch and watch movies for 14 hours a day?
I bet his brain was fried. Did he think anymore?
I played video games with my kids yesterday for like 4 hours.
Dang.
Right?
Dang.
And I felt like a vegetable after like 4 hours, one day. And that was like the first time we'd sat down and done that for like...
That long, I think,
ever.
Oh, because you guys got a new game.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we're like, yeah, so we popped it in at 5, and the Echo and Green's working on new stuff right now, so Christy's like, I'm going to Joe's, we're working on a new song, and I'm like, all right, cool, we're just going to try it, we're just going to check this out.
Just for a little bit.
I was at 5 o'clock, do-do-do, totally, ban-a-man-a-man, we're playing video games. Actually, it was more like this. Oh, yeah, because we're playing Lego Batman.
Yeah.
So it's like, woo, yeah, pow, zap, yeah. And so we're playing video games, and then all of a sudden Chrissy comes home, and I'm like, oh, that was quick. And she says, it's 9 o'clock. You haven't moved from that position in 4 hours.
I hate
I'm
that.
Like, I moved. We paused it once because I had to pee. So I moved.
I feel great.
I am fantastic. And then I realized it's really cold in here. And she said, no, it's because your blood flow is really poor right now because you've been sitting in the same position for 4 hours. So apparently, I'm a gamer, yo.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You're for real.
For real, dog. I actually felt awful. After like 4 hours, my eyes hurt. I couldn't imagine this. Well, Mark Malkoff, he's a comedian. His goal was 250 movies in 1 month, streaming them on Netflix, and he hit 252.
Wow. He went above and beyond, didn't he?
Yeah, dude. I don't know whether to clap for him or say, oh, what a sad existence.
Well, here's the thing. That dude has drive.
Like, I guess.
Like, he can...
And not just because it was streaming on... never mind. Drive
You're
movie
trying.
With Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Yeah, got it. Okay. Like, yeah, saw that movie.
I never did.
That's okay.
Okay.
But he, so if only he
would... had determination.
He had determination. If only he could put
he had
that
the will
to something.
To win. Yeah.
Yes. If only he had, it could focus that on something else.
Something real.
Yeah.
Something achievable instead of like, hey, I got to go visit the Netflix headquarters because I watched 252 movies in a month.
Instead, he's making it okay for every other 14-year-old to have the same goal.
Yeah. He says
he said
it was challenging at times.
Yeah.
29.4 hours of closing credits in a month is ridiculous.
I'd fall asleep.
He watched 404.25 hours of film. That's 13 and a half hours a day. For 30 days. Now, considering what it cost to be a subscriber on Netflix, it averaged down to 3.2 cents a movie.
Wow.
So he got his money's worth, I guess.
That's cool because yeah. I personally don't have Netflix just because I don't watch 10 movies a month.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. I don't.
It's a great program. You know, it's cool.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
Everyone at Netflix, of course, was really supportive of his project because, well, it's publicity for them. He said the only people that weren't super stoked on him was his internet service provider. So he says he's pretty sure they hate him now.
But,
Yeah.
Because he just used...
Could you imagine? I just can't even fathom it, so...
What do you watch after that?
252 movies? Yeah, you start off strong with the big ones, obviously. All right, got Star Wars out of the way. That's three movies
down. Lord of the Rings is next.
Lord of the Rings. Okay, that's three more.
The Harry Potter. Okay, all of them.
That's seven, so you're up to 13 movies. I guess if you watch the prequels, that's 16 movies because, you know, then you have the other three Star Wars movies I rarely count. And then you got Indiana Jones. Okay,
yes.
That's three more. That's we're up to 19.
The Godfather.
Okay. That's 22 movies. That's 22 movies. We only need 230 more movies.
You are really good at math.
I excel at things that are so important, like math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same in every language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done. My list is done.
Literally, I watched two movies on Saturday, and I fell asleep in the middle of one of them.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Congratulations. He's cooler than us.
Yes.
I don't know. Static Radio. Yep.
My lack of rhythm.
Your rhythm is awesome.
That's why I'm not a musician.
9:03 on your Wednesday, at least if you live in the Mountain Standard Time area.
Yes.
So, sorry, Thebes.
And anyone else who doesn't live in the Mountain Standard Time area.
8:03 for you Californians, all you West Coasters listening.
And for everyone else, it's a different time, but the same.
Sorry.
11:03
East Coasters.
10:03 you Southerners.
Is it really? An hour and Southerners?
I don't know.
Who are the Southerners?
Tennessee? Or are they like...
They're an hour, yeah.
Okay. No,
that's a good job.
See?
Yeah. I don't consider them the Southerners, though.
Okay.
The Southerners?
South?
I guess.
Southern?
Texas is an hour ahead of us, and they're not like Southerners.
Right, you learned that one the hard way.
I did. Wait, what?
When a lady called in, oh my gosh, you have the worst memory in the world.
I do.
Called in and you're like, I'm from the South, I'm from Texas. And she's like, yeah, that's not the South.
Yeah.
Never mind. Never mind.
No, you're right.
It's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about something and I hope I'm not going to get in trouble from you because I didn't ask you.
Oh no. Okay.
I want to talk about technology and parents. Can we just go here?
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep looking at my phone.
Right.
And it's like, you have a, you know, like when someone retweets you or favorites your tweet or just talks to you, it you can have the push notification sent straight to your phone. And that's what I have. And because I usually don't get a whole lot.
Right.
Which is it's always sad.
So what you're saying is people need to tweet you more?
Yeah. Favorite my tweets. I'm funny.
Really? No. When you have to ask for people to favorite your tweets?
I'm just kidding. No, don't do it. It's don't not, do it. But anyway, funny. So I keep getting, I'm like, wow, another tweet. What the heck? And come to find out, it's my mom.
Yeah. So your mom got a Twitter account.
Yeah, my mom got a Twitter and she's been talking to me like just through this.
Through Twitter.
She hasn't found out that there's direct message yet.
And so the whole world is reading your...
Yeah, which is... It's fine. We're not talking about anything personal. She'd call. That's fine.
And hope.
Yeah, I know.
For now.
And, like, the thing is, my mom...
Your brother's rash is back.
I'm like, oh, mom.
Pray for your brother.
Mom, no. delete. Yeah,
exactly.
And so I'm just kind of trying to keep up with it, not letting her do it. She's figuring it out. It's cool. And then she tweets me from another Twitter just now.
Wait. Like she got another account?
Yeah, another account.
Okay.
So I don't understand. I'm very confused.
Right.
But she did get an Instagram as well, so that's cool.
Static.
Hey, this is Martha.
Hello.
That called and told you were not from the South.
That's right.
Hello.
Thank you, Martha.
I'm learning. I'm still learning.
Enjoying y'all.
Hey, do you have a Twitter account?
I used to, but it seems stupid, so I can't. way worse than Facebook.
Okay.
Way worse than... So way Facebook worse. Is awful for you as well?
I have Facebook, but not very often. But Twitter was really stupid.
Oh, that's funny.
And there it is. All right. Thanks, Martha.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. So that's my big question because, okay, your mom got a Twitter account and now she's like...
She got two.
Apparently. Is it because she doesn't understand how it works?
I think she fully understands. I just don't understand why she has two. So I started following her on the one that she tweeted me. She tweeted me. She said, hey, lost your phone number. We're doing this. But like having a conversation with
right.
me. And then just now she tweeted me and she said... And she... From a completely different tweet. Twitter.
How do you know it's your mom?
Because I know her names.
Oh.
She has,
oh, wait. So it's her, but she's used a different name?
Yeah, like she, you know, you have different screen names. And,
I'm confused.
Like, you know how you have.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I get it. Your names and all the different. So she activated a second Twitter account?
Yeah. So one is just her name, and the other one is like a screen name that she has for an email.
On purpose?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So I'm super confused. And
See, I wanted to talk about, you know, the older generation and technology.
I don't know
I'm
if she
confused
gets it.
Now. So apparently.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
505-338-3700, the phone number. My mom, I think when my mom got a Facebook, that's when I realized I didn't want a Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm not on Facebook.
Does she text?
Yeah.
Is she good at it?
Yeah, and it always says, Mom, you know what I mean? When you get a text and it's always like with their name, and I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Because your phone number tells me that it's you. You don't have to sign your texts.
Yeah, my dad ends every text with love, Dad. Every text.
And it's sweet, yeah. I guess.
But it's not a signature. Like, right. He doesn't have that as a signature because he sends out other texts to other people.
Right.
But for me, it's always love, Dad. Like, thank you. You're still in my phone.
Right. That's why for me, and maybe this is going to drive people crazy, I'm not super big on leaving messages when I call people because you have caller ID. Pretty
right.
much everyone has caller ID now. So you know I called.
Yes.
Therefore, call me back. I'm not going to waste 12 seconds saying, hey, it's me. And you know this because your phone says it's me. Call me, unless, you know, obviously if it's somebody who doesn't have my phone number, you know, a business thing or whatever. But normally, 9 times out of 10, if it's a friend, I don't leave a message.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I don't, because
you
they
know.
They know. The missed call sign is there.
Right. And it says, Steve-O called.
And I was, oh. That's funny. I was actually just reading a Twitter. And it,
isn't it called a tweet? Aren't they tweets? Like the account is Twitter,
yeah,
but you're tweeting?
I was just reading a tweet. Thank you. And it said, I only check my voicemails just to get rid of that stupid icon.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason.
You can delete them, too, now. You you don't actually have to listen to them. I learned that one the easy way, which is great. I love it.
TJ just tweeted me, said, hi, Mitch. This is me tweeting you. You're welcome. Thank you, TJ. And he followed me. Yes.
There you go. I don't think I'm following you.
No, you don't follow anyone.
That's because Twitter's stupid.
No.
I don't get it.
No.
Static.
Hey, you two just need to calm down a minute.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I am 40, I don't know how old I am, 41, 42, somewhere there. And, yeah, Facebook was a colossal waste of time, and it's just a big old peep show of looking into other people's lives.
Right.
So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But when your dad takes the time to say love, Dad, on everyone, and you're going to complain about it? I just can't deal with that. Steve-O, if you can't take 5 seconds after the beep to say, hey, it's me, call me back, I see missed calls like you and say, what? He couldn't even tell me to call him? Well, forget it. I'm calling him back. You know, I missed your call, and you must not have had anything important to say.
That is
true. Just don't bother next time.
So,
that is hilarious.
So what happens when I have a missed call is like, well, they didn't even text me. Text me.
That's actually usually what I'll do. If it goes to voicemail, I won't leave a voicemail. I'll usually text like, dude, answer your phone.
Yeah, I know you're there. No, yeah. But when I love that my dad says, love, Dad. I think it's cute. I never want him to stop, but it's also funny.
There you go. All right.
Thanks for the call,
man.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Quirky things your parents do, maybe? Quirky things
with
the
technology?
The next generation. Yeah. Hilariousness. Static.
Hey, so about your mom having 2 Twitter accounts.
Dude, yeah. you have to turn down your radio.
You're going
to
get confused.
You're confusing me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
About your mom having 2 Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
Maybe she lost the password to one.
But she just tweeted me yesterday from the other account.
Is she tweeting back and forth from the same account?
This is the first time she's tweeted me from this account.
Oh, wow.
And both of the, it's not like she's had one for, I don't know she's had one for longer. They both have the same amount of followers. One. It's me.
Epic. I love it. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Maybe you need to ask her if she just lost the password.
Maybe.
She just didn't know how to hit the forgot password
button.
Yeah,
I was
saying,
Mom, you can solve that.
I don't
forgot
know.
Forgot password. Yeah. They give you like 1,000 options to, like, I could probably reset everyone's password.
Probably.
Yeah.
Quirky things your parents do with technology. 505-338-3700. Or maybe you're a parent. And you are the quirky one. I love it. I love that your dad ends his texts with love, Dad.
Love, Dad.
It's hilarious and drives me crazy. Because, yeah, my mom doesn't say love, Mom. It just says Mom, you know? And I'm like,
thank you.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Thank
that's
you.
That's good. Okay. Whew. Glad you did that at the end of your text. Because I had already forgotten when it said Mom is texting. And then I read the text. It was that long. It was scary. I forgot. Thanks, Mom. Thank you so much.
So glad it was from you. If that was from anyone else.
Yeah. Multiple Twitter accounts is your mom's latest
and
greatest.
That's a first. Yeah. Yeah, that's a first.
Maybe she's just trying to be, you know, she wants to connect with you. So she's like, what does my daughter do? She's a tweeter. She's a tweeter? Is that what they are?
I don't know.
Twitter?
I tweet.
The tweets?
Sometimes my tweets are funny. No.
I don't
not
know.
That last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah, quirky things your parents do with technology. Or, if you're a parent, we want to hear from you. It's okay.
It's okay.
My mom, Facebook was her stomping ground, and that therefore it just got weird for me. Because no, thank you.
See, the thing is, before Facebook was MySpace. I stayed with MySpace so long because all of my family was on that. And I have a big family, like siblings,
mm-hmm.
and we're all very spread out.
Right.
Like, we don't, there's like 2 of us, 3 of us that live in New Mexico. Everyone else lives everywhere else.
Right.
And so that was my thing. I stayed on MySpace, and finally I was like, they can get a Facebook. I'm done with this MySpace. Like, seriously, it takes 7 hours to load one page for MySpace.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their little bling, bling, bling thing on there, and then seven songs playing
at
once.
Does anybody still have a MySpace? Or
yeah.
Really?
It's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, no thanks. That was like 10 years ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so...
Maybe?
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. See, for me, when it comes to Facebook, my mom jumped on Facebook, and she, like most parents or people of a different generation, doesn't get that you can directly message people. So
my
uncle will, since I don't have a Facebook, he'll tell my wife everything.
Aww.
Hey, Chrissy. And then there's like this novel on her, but it's on her page for everybody to see. And here's the phone. Here's my phone number. Make sure you have Steven call me. And, you know, so that's it's sweet. But yeah, it's interesting to see how it works and or doesn't. Static.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
This is Clambo.
Hey, Clambo.
Hello, Clambo.
I like that. Did your parents name you after Groupon?
No, my parents named me Dan.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Dan.
What's up? Hey. How's it going?
I was going to tell you guys about Facebook. My dad has, he has like 100 friends. I have like 500 friends. yet when he comments something like, oh, this is what's happening in my life, he gets like 5,000 likes. And like people that don't even know him are like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. And like, I post something that's hilarious. Two likes, one, haha, I get it. And it's like,
I hate that.
See, so now maybe it's like you don't want Facebook because your dad's constantly showing you up with likes.
Exactly. I'm like,
that's hilarious.
Your dad is a very likable person. Maybe everybody just immediately likes everything he says.
And he's pretty funny.
Yeah, true.
I love him. That's good.
So,
I'm like right by you guys. I'm off of Paseo and Jefferson. I'm
hey, shout out.
Hey,
what
just
up?
Just waving there
you
go. General
waving.
Direction.
We just waved as you
there
drove
you
by. So.
That's sweet.
All right, buddy.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right. Good old Dan right there. It's true, though. That's the other thing is, what if your mom gets on Facebook and she's more popular than you? What drove me crazy that finally was the last straw? My mom actually, she's getting married.
Aww,
it's exciting.
Really?
Yeah, she's getting married in October.
That is so exciting.
That's exciting. But, you know, she's a single lady. And so, therefore, usually on Facebook, you know, you've got the creepers. And I'm like, hey! That's my mom, bro!
Yeah.
You don't talk to my mom like that! Hey, Dorothy, good to see you. We should get together soon. No, you should definitely stay away from that guy. He's creepy. I don't like that. I don't like his profile picture, Mom. So finally, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I cannot handle the stress of Facebook and trying to keep my mom single.
Yeah. For life.
Yes. Yes! But I guess not.
No.
You know, whatever.
She's technically not single. She's getting married.
No, she's
not. Date.
She's no longer single. She is engaged. Yeah. So, men, she's taken. Leave her alone on Facebook.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Best delete that Facebook
That's
now, Mom.
Right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's the other thing. Okay, here's one thing. You and Kelly, you guys have separate Facebooks,
yes.
right?
Okay. Oh, the married Facebook. Are you going into that?
Yes. Is it acceptable? Like, what is the practice of the married Facebook? Because we'll get comments from the married Facebook, and it's usually like, hey, Jeff and or Diane says, and then you gotta like talk about, okay, one of them is either really funny, but what happens if you're both posting and one of them's funny and one of them's like really bland? It's like, oh, dude, Mike obviously wrote that one, you know?
They compliment each other?
So, I don't know. Is it 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
Christy says, my 69-year-old father-in-law tried deleting the settings icon on his new iPhone because it was telling him he needed a software update. That's so... What? That is so great.
I know. It's like, what?
What do you mean you can't delete that? This is my phone.
Right.
Jessica says, my mom...
Jessica.
My mom pushes really hard on the touch screen on my phone like it's a button when I'm trying to get her to take a photo of me. But when she lets go, it causes the camera to move and results in a blurry photo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, every time.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's
just
literally...
Just tap it.
It's your body heat that's...
It's a touch screen. You just tap...
Just touch it.
Yeah.
Touch.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio or of course 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Steve-O and Mitch
in the morning.
Right now I got the Manchester Orchestra for you. I can barely breathe. Static. The Manchester Orchestra, I Can Barely Breathe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Welcome to Static Radio and we're talking about Twitter, I guess, right?
Yeah. See, you rarely go on Twitter.
I feel like the old guy. We're talking about old people and or the next generation. I mean, the previous generation. We're talking about the elderly. We're talking about the older peeps.
Older.
Your parents.
My mom.
I don't want to say older people.
She's
so bad. You know, I'm a parent.
You are. But
and apparently, I suck at Twitter. I don't get this. So, and here's why I don't like Twitter. You know, we're starting to talk about Twitter. I'm like, maybe I should check my Twitter. I've been scrolling for 8 minutes. My thumb hurts, bro. No. You can't just dash to the top.
Why?
Because what if you miss something important?
Like, obviously, it doesn't matter because it happened 30 days ago.
I know, right? And I keep trying to, like, read and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's great. No, skipping ahead. Sports Center. Okay, skipping ahead. Kirkman.
SportsCenter, that's your first problem.
Ahead.
You already know everything about sports. You don't need to follow SportsCenter. You do need to follow me.
It's so much work. Twitter just seems like so much work. There's so much pressure to always perform at top notch. It's like, if you don't have a really funny 140-word thing, then it's not even worth reading. Let's be honest.
Right.
So
exactly.
I stopped following my friends who are unfunny. I have to only follow comedians now, apparently, because Will Ferrell's the only one that's hilarious.
Well,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. But talking a little bit about Twitter.
And what, or just quirky things that parents do with technology.
With technology,
and
yeah.
When I say parents, that's a broad statement.
Yes. We're talking about the generation that didn't grow up with touchscreen cell phones and, I don't know.
I technically didn't grow up with touchscreen cell phones.
No one did.
Except my children. Like 2-year-olds.
Who shouldn't have Twitter accounts. Or dogs. That's another thing that drives me crazy.
Dogs?
Pets.
I know, have
their own Facebook page or Twitter account.
I know a few kids who have Twitter accounts. Their parents post for them, obviously, on their behalf. And they're hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not going to question that one? Okay.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on the conversation. What do we got?
Tanya says, a child in my fourth grade class often complained that his mom had a smartphone but refused to text with her thumbs. LOL. I said that. Part of what was funny was that he was so bothered by it.
By not using thumbs?
I use my thumbs to text.
Hold on, I'm going to text somebody now.
Okay.
So I can see what I actually do. Because I could say, I use my left thumb and my right.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
That slows you down. That's okay. This brings up a whole nother thing. Games on the phone. This is how you played, what was it, Temple Run?
Yeah.
For a while, that's why you always lost.
Left thumb and right index finger.
Thumbs. Always thumbs.
Was I?
No, you're supposed to. Wait,
why are you supposed to use thumbs?
Because that's how you win.
That is not how you win. My score was way higher than everybody else on campus.
Yeah, right. I passed you. I follow you on Game Center, and I pass you every time.
Right.
I pass you, and then I get to 8 million.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, Emily.
You're awesome at things that don't matter.
Yeah, and apparently, and here's the thing. I just said win at Temple Run. You can't win.
No, you can't. It's never ending.
It's really upsetting.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily says, my mom still doesn't know how to use most technology. She calls the DVD player a VCR.
Uh-huh.
And she can't program her cell phone and doesn't know how to get texts or pics.
Yeah, I stopped sending my mom, picture text because she doesn't understand it in any way, shape, or form. And so then usually it turns into a 20-minute,
this is how you do
geek
it.
Bar message, you know, where I'm like, okay, mom, no, okay. Well,
call me on a different phone.
Yeah, click on the icon. Okay. Is it showing? No, I'm getting the script and it's telling me. Okay.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And
you're like trying to explain it. I was like, you know what? Never mind. What's your email address? I'll just email you the photo. In fact, I don't even want you to see the photo because it's so not funny anymore. It's not even worth
it. The moment is over.
I seriously quit sending out picture messages to like my friends who don't either A, have like an iPhone or a smartphone that it's easy to just like, hey, here's a photo.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you have to go here and you have to enter this password and download. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's frustrating. William!
Hey.
Welcome in studio, my friend.
How's it going?
You know.
I heard you talking about parents and cell phones.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude.
My mom got a new phone like a week ago. I went over to her house.
Yeah.
She said, well, can you help me get music onto my phone? And I was like, sure, mom.
Right.
Give me your phone.
Yeah.
Where's your computer? And then about 15 minutes went by. Dad,
yeah.
I don't know how to do this.
No way.
It was so
really?
Confusing. I finally figured it out,
though. Do they not
have
iTunes?
But I swear.
Right? That's like the easy go-to now.
Or was it like Windows
the
Media Player?
Is, my mom is so anti-smartphone.
Okay.
So she literally got the only phone available without a data plan that had like a keyboard and stuff. It was old. It was like an old-looking phone, and I didn't know how to manage an old phone because I'm so used to new things now.
Right.
I was like, wait, there's got to be like, and it's just like two buttons or something to find the music folder, and
You couldn't find the music folder?
But you have to go find the folders, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Is technology dumbing us down then? Because for me, it's like if it's not on an app or like a screen where you're like.
Super user-friendly.
Right.
So.
And you just hit something.
Yeah.
Or,
honestly, if I didn't have an iPhone, I'd go back straight just to
a flip phone.
Oh. Just because. Yeah. I don't want to search through folders.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That's an extra step you don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to go back to analog.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I'll tell you what, I didn't have a cell phone for a long time. Like, finally, I was almost forced into this whole cell phone business.
Dang.
Because I loved not being accessible 24/7. Hmm. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. Somebody really needs to get a hold of you. There's an answering machine at home, and I go home and like check my messages. Okay, cool. I'll call this person back. But my time was my time.
You have a landline?
And I had. Now that I got the cell phone, I'm at the mercy of, I could be having a conversation with somebody, and then immediately I get a text, and my attention goes to the text or the phone call.
Yeah, I know. I deal with
it's
this
like
every
constant,
other minute.
Constant interruptions. I'm just saying. Static.
Yeah, I'm just calling in to chat about the technology.
Yeah.
So my 92-year-old retired grandfather has an iPad.
Yes.
I'm not satisfied with the fact that he cannot get the information up onto his TV. He thinks that he should be Iron Man where you can flip it up onto the and move it around and stuff. But yeah, 92 with an iPad.
That is amazing. Wow.
That's really cool.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. Later.
All right. It's funny because when I worked at Apple, that was one of my quote-unquote responsibilities. That was my job. And that was one of my favorite things was doing workshops for the iPad. And so I would do classes, and 9 times out of 10, it was the older generation. Okay, how
learning.
Do you do this? Learning. And the ones that like hit that last caller's grandfather, they made me laugh the most because they were coming up with things that was like, dude, you should write that down and email that to Apple. That's a brilliant idea.
That is
you cannot do that yet.
So is it, do you think it's possible to have like a projector screen
Well, nowadays there are things, I didn't want to get into this big old technical. Well, actually you can, there are things that you can display on your TV screen at this point. But yeah, I'm sure it'll get there.
Yeah.
It's already at a place where you can through your internet like share things and
I'm not going to be satisfied until I can actually dive into my TV
into
a virtual reality world.
Thank you. I am right there with you. Or at least something that like makes you think you're diving into your TV.
Exactly. No.
You're sitting in the middle of your living room.
No one is ever going to leave their home. I think it's already gotten to that point where most people just want to stay home and play video games or like veg out.
We're just going to have giant flat screen like Stargate portals.
Right.
Okay. This one's funny. On Facebook, Michelle, she says, my dad thinks you are charged for everything on any technological device. So don't push any buttons.
Dude, yes.
Yeah. That's great.
I love that. I still get nervous anytime I'm at like we're at a Lobo game and it's like, hey, Lobo fans, text this number to,
get that text back like, you're probably going to be charged for this.
Yeah, and then immediately I got spammed after that because I did that once.
Yeah.
And I got these like, hey, Taco Bell wants to, hey, this and this. And then all of a sudden there was like a $10 charge on my phone. I really did get that once. So you actually still need to be careful with things like that.
Yeah.
I would say, not the whole pushing any button anytime. That's hilarious.
That is so funny.
But it's true, man.
I know.
I was at like a Lobo game and I was voting on like I don't even remember what it was.
Right.
Something stupid on their screen.
I'll do it.
Yeah. All right, cool. Oh, wait, that cost me $10?
Yeah.
That's like those stupid little kid apps that I just bought some watermelon seeds with sparkle dust. I don't know why it charged to the phone.
I have a really good friend who let his son have an Xbox 360 but didn't put parental settings on the Xbox Live account.
I'm wanting to cry right now.
Got his cell phone bill, and there was like a $300 charge.
Oh, no.
Because his son had purchased like four different video games and all these add-ons and all this stuff. And so you can't return that stuff.
No.
Because it's a digital download. So once it's yours.
Forever.
And yeah. So.
Well, good news. They have that stuff forever.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. Child was grounded until I think he was 27 years old. So he's got another 14 years or so to go. But yeah.
Okay. Here's another one that I think is kind of. With an age.
Okay.
Like, there's an age that we start to get this.
Yeah.
Spencer says, my mom sends text messages when a phone call would be more appropriate. Time-sensitive issues should be called in, not texted.
Truth. Yeah.
And so that's kind of like, there's an age. The younger generation, I think we get that. Kind of like with the whole cell phone thing being shut off. Eventually, in like 40 years, we're all going to know how to shut off our phones.
Right. Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just something.
Time-sensitive information. Yeah. Like, mom, I could have used that information 3 days ago.
Yeah, or just, sensitive, like, someone died.
I've actually gotten those texts from mom.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
You're like, oh, I got a text that my dog died when I was 19. And I was like,
oh, man.
I've had that dog since
There's
I was
no
four.
No consolation.
I was four. Yeah. Yeah. And I was at work and I was like,
devoid of emotion. Like, hey, old so and so died. Oh.
That was I've had that dog.
Last time I was house sitting for my parents, my mom has like ponds with giant fat goldfish in them and stuff. And one of the goldfish was just floating when I got there. Like the second day they were gone. So I flopped him out of the water and took a picture of him on a rock.
No,
and
you did not.
I sent a text message picture to my dad saying, I'm sorry, but the fish is gone.
That is awful.
That is heartless.
And kind of hilarious.
Well, my mom has names for all of them, and I didn't know which one it was. So I was like,
so that's nice.
The one with the white spot.
Which fish is it? The fat gold one.
This one's gone. This one's a goner. I don't know which one. That is amazing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Yes.
Along with Billiam coming right back. We've got a culture shock from the Alabama Shakes. Hang out.
Connect to a hotspot.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
There it is. For more on Culture Shock, make sure you get to MyStaticRadio.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
9:42 now, just about time to wrap up the big show.
Which is quite unfortunate, because I have so much to talk about.
I know,
with this
right?
subject.
See, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam hanging out with us right now.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. So we've been talking about quirky things that your parents do with technology. Started because your mom got a Twitter account, basically.
Yeah.
And,
I finally just tweeted back to her. I said, Mom, you're giving me whiplash. Why do you have two accounts? And she said, and then she just replied, too funny. Still don't have a clue what I'm doing. Figuring it out. Heart.
Parents always have some kind of just like thing at the end of it, like love or heart or miss you. And it's like, oh, I can't be frustrated from this now.
Yeah, now I'm sorry, Mom.
See, and the hard thing to all those little things I don't do because I don't get. I hate smiley faces or like.
It's to let you know the tone that you're speaking it in.
Yeah, I guess.
Smiley face, sad face, angry face.
Angry face?
1,000 exclamation
marks. How angry can you really be if you're sending somebody a text and making an angry face text?
Right?
Like,
exactly.
Really?
No, usually I'm
so mad right now.
If I'm angry.
And you're angry eyes.
If I'm angry, it's filled with sarcasm and a period at the end.
And that's it?
That's it.
See, right. I hate punctuation with text messaging because if someone. I don't use punctuation through text messaging. So when someone always has like a couple words
comma,
and they use
semicolon.
A period, like every time they use a period, I'm like, oh, are they like. Are they upset or something? Or like, why are they being so short? Like, I guess that's just proper English.
It is. Like, I have to put a question mark if I ask a question and I send it without. I'll send another one with the question mark.
Exactly.
I'm like, dude, that was a question. I'm sorry, that was a question. Static.
Matt from Albuquerque.
Sup?
Hey, Steve-O.
Yep.
I have a question for you. Now, is that song called Pioneers by the Lighthouse and the Whaler?
Yes.
Yep.
I was wondering if you guys could play that for me this morning.
All right, we could definitely, we'll get that on, man.
Okay, thank you, Steve-O.
All right, thanks,
I'll
Matthew.
I'll be heading out to Vegas soon.
Have fun.
I will, Steve-O, I will.
All right.
Bye.
Matthew what is, from Albuquerque.
What
13.
Does a youngin do in Vegas?
That's what
that
I asked.
We asked him.
Yeah.
Woo.
Pretty much.
Party.
Right?
On the sidewalk.
See, I've only been to Vegas once, and I got seafood poisoning the first day I was there.
So
I was
that
there,
ruined that.
I was there working when I worked at another station. We were doing a remote out there, and I literally made it all of 2 hours, went and had lunch buffet. Nobody said, don't have the seafood. And I had sushi.
Well, that's just a widely accepted fact. Seafood
apparently.
Lunch buffets.
Not
so
good.
I know. Raw sushi under a heat lamp, I'm thinking, probably was a bad idea.
The giant Chinese buffets. I always
stay away
from the entire table of
absolutely.
Seafood.
No, I stay away from them, period. Like, I'm not, no, thank you. Are you kidding me? When the, if anywhere and you're rocking food and there's like a red heat lamp over it, I'm thinking that's probably got way more than I'm bargaining for right now. So no, thank you.
Yeah,
I agree. Can't do it.
On the contrary, you're getting more than you're bargaining for, so it's like a better deal.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Unfortunately, usually it's a disease.
And it heaves.
Yeah. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We had a lot of really funny comments this morning about this. What your parents do, quirky things your parents do with technology. What do we got?
Yeah, okay. So Jared says, comments made by my mom just yesterday. What's up? I can't get anything to come up on my homepage of Facebook, of FB. And then another one, I can't even get my post to show up.
Wow.
I don't know.
I will say this, the new format of Facebook,
timeline.
The new little timeline thing.
It's confusing.
I don't like it.
And it's lame, and I don't like it at all.
Mm.
I am not a fan in any way, shape, or form.
Why don't you write a letter to Mark and get that change?
I don't even have a Facebook.
That's right.
Yo, Zuckerberg, check it, bro. Sorry, I don't have a Facebook, but here's why. Your timeline thing sucks.
I'm sure he's gotten those.
So if you want my business, which is free,
then
exactly. You better change it.
Otherwise, I'm going to keep complaining.
About this thing
free.
I don't even have. This free. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
And your free service.
Tina says, my mom had a very, very old flip phone forever. Super long antenna and all.
Oh, yes. I forgot you used to have to pull out the antenna.
Yeah.
Those things would break the first one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You had an antenna for one day.
Yeah.
The screen was green, and the only thing that would show up on the screen would be large numbers. We talked her into getting an update, and the people at the Verizon store freaked out. She was so surprised how small her phone was. She was only 42 at the time. She passed away, and she's now with the Lord. Glad we shared a lot of great memories.
Yeah, so no kidding.
That's very cool.
That's the analog I was talking about. You gotta bring it back.
Yeah.
Nothing but numbers.
Dude, my first cell phone, it was I think Sprint or something, whatever, one of them. And it was one of those flip down phones, but I could get updates from SportsCenter, like messages on.
Yeah.
What they didn't tell me, because this was before all the phones had like, internet and all this stuff, was that was data, and they charged me every single time I did that. My first bill was almost $700. Because I just constantly had like the game up, or I was checking things.
Yeah, when it's like mobile TV.
That was the most short-lived. And maybe that's why that was my first cell phone, and that started it all.
Done.
So I was like, done.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, yeah,
since you
just paid for a year of service in 1 month.
Exactly. So I was like, no thanks. I'm out. I'm done. And it was this long, drawn-out battle, and it finally resolved itself with me not paying it.
Yeah.
So, good. Yeah.
Susie says, my dad never turns his cell phone on because he thinks he'll be charged for it.
I'm just kidding.
And when it is on, he doesn't answer it because he can hear it or feel it because he can't hear it or feel it buzzing.
Yeah, see, it doesn't, yeah.
That's funny.
I love Roberts. That was one of my absolute favorite
I'll
ones.
I like that one.
Yeah.
My in-laws won't turn the TV off, Robert says. When they are recording a show, they want to watch later. They think the TV must be on for it to record.
Yep.
So they will turn down the volume and put a towel over the TV.
No way.
I didn't read that
part. I didn't read that part either. That is the best.
Why not just leave the room?
What if you walk in the room and you ruin a part of the show, and so you see the ending or something?
Oh,
you don't
no.
want to, you know.
This looks like a pivotal twist I've stumbled upon.
That is hilarious.
The thing about
dude.
The TV being on is you can still hear that buzz even if the volume's down.
That's true. Yeah. Oh,
so
man.
I hate that.
Quirky things that your parents do with technology. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Emily says, the first time my mom had a cell phone, she was about 46 at the time, she answered it, stared at it for a few seconds, and then looked at my dad and said, now what do I do?
Wow. Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, it's amazing. And it's rapidly advancing, so stories are going to get even better and better.
Oh, so great.
Yeah. Dude, thanks to everybody who chimed in on Facebook or gave us a call this morning. If you missed part of the show, you can always podcast us, mystaticradio.com/mornings. And we leave you with a request from Matthew.
Who just... words of wisdom.
On his way to a party.
Yeah. 13 headed to Vegas.
What is it going to do there?
Still no clue why.
We don't know why.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.